Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So before I get to Sully and David, I have to do this because I don't know, man. I shouldn't let it annoy me the way it does, but it's just, oh God. I'll read you a ticket text, very similar to what someone sent in yesterday. And I guess I get annoyed with stupid. I do. Stupidity annoys me way more than passion. Even when someone's irrational because they're passionate, like I can somehow work around it. But when you're just dumb, I have a hard time with it. This is just dumb. Here we go. It doesn't mean they're conservative. His last year in Seattle, they led the league in passes and completions for over 20 yards, John at Ford. So let me ask you a question, John. When I charted the pass attempts and the percentage of his play calls that were running plays, and I gave you the facts on this, the facts, 8 or 9 out of his 12 years, they've been in the top 10 in rushing attempts. That he's never had a quarterback outside of that last year in Seattle have a year higher than 15th in pass attempts, right? And that last year in Seattle, he had Russell Wilson. We don't have Russell Wilson. Why would you choose to take the 1 year that supports your point instead of looking at the body of work and going, hey, over the course of 12 years, this is a guy who wants to be in the top five running the ball, both in attempts and yardage, etc. Why would you do that, John? Why? I mean, I have the answer, but I don't think I need to say it out loud. It's like yesterday, I got a ticket text from somebody. Well, he made the Super Bowl. I'll trust he knows what he's doing. Like, it's just such a dumb way of thinking. It's such a dumb way of doing business. You can be hopeful, but you have a head coach who has said he wants ball control. He wants to run the ball. He's going to be conservative. He's defensive, right? You get Chris Spielman saying, hey, they want to be Seattle. Not 2017 Seattle. No. They want to be the Seattle from a few years before that, that were going to the Super Bowl. You know what those teams were known for? Conservative, run it, and let one of the better defenses of the last decade do their thing. So please do us all a favor, all right? Do something else with your phone. Don't text me. Don't call me. You picked the 1 year that supports your point and ignored all of the numbers we gave you. And you ignore what your very coach wants. Why would you do that? I'll let the rest of you draw your own conclusions. 248-539-9797. Sully, now that I've gotten that out of the way and you've sufficiently pissed me off with that ticket text, we can move forward on a Thursday. Go ahead.
Oh, that was just one text. There's plenty of them on there, though.
No, but those people like John, no. There's lots of them.
No, there are a lot of people who like the hire and point to the Super Bowls or whatever. Yeah.
Well, but the Super Bowls were based on running the football.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowls were based on don't screw it up. The Super Bowls were based on primarily don't have Russell Wilson hurt us. This is the problem when you defend your team irrationally. No one here is panning the hire. We're asking relevant questions. Does this mean that they think Stafford is less than what they believed, or is it simply the coach getting what he wants? See, that's where you piping up with one piece of anecdotal evidence has no place in this discussion. That's how I know you're dumb, because you're not following along with what we're asking and what we're talking about. That's why I have no time for you. You may continue.
Well, I think it's absolutely clear that Patricia wants to be conservative. Yes, he wants to run the ball. He wants to play the clock, stuff like that. So when you go out and make a hire like this, I think that's precisely what they're doing in regards to Matthew Stafford. What they're doing with Stafford is they're saying, you know what, we want Matthew Stafford to get out of his own way. We want to focus on running the ball. We want to, really not let Stafford do anything stupid. I think it's very clear that if they're saying this by making a hire like this, then they're talking about directly their marriage to Stafford. Look, no one's saying they're going to stop throwing the football. No one's saying they're not going to throw the football. But when you make a hire like this, when you're emphasizing the run game, you're emphasizing ball control, what that is saying that you don't want Stafford to do what he does best, right? We can all agree Stafford's strength is just a gunslinger, gunslinger, gunslinger. So when you're literally hiring a guy to prevent Stafford from his supposed strength, that is directly saying that, yes, Stafford needs to be different. Stafford, we can't win with this type of Matthew Stafford. We have to make him a different type of Matthew Stafford. We have to make him a more conservative Matthew Stafford. I mean, there's no doubt they're stuck with the contract. So from their perspective, and maybe it's the right move to do that, from their perspective, they're saying, yeah, we have to change Matthew Stafford. We have to.
Sound familiar to you? Team that ranks 15th in offense, 11th in scoring, but couldn't move the ball in December and finished 9-7. Who does that sound like?
They couldn't move the ball in December?
Mm-hmm. Like a team in general that would go out, be middle of the road in offense, but have flashes, score just outside the top 10. But when the chips were down and they needed to win a bunch of games in December, their offense fell apart. Who does that sound like?
The Jaguars last year,
that
I
sounds
guess?
Like the Lions,
yeah.
Right,
well,
in
yeah.
general? That was Seattle last year.
Mm.
Daryl Bevel was let go after the team was 15th in offense, 11th in scoring, but in December couldn't move the rock. Couldn't move it. Just thought it was peculiar. The old 9-7, don't make the playoffs, can't win in December, offense kind of disappears, that kind of deal. Look, Bevel's a good NFL coach. All right, you don't work in a league for 15 years as an offensive coordinator if you're not. Is he dynamic? No. Is he cutting edge offensively? No. Those aren't criticisms. I think those are factual. But, you can win many ways. I think what Sully is saying, and Sully, it's a roundabout way I want to help your point. If you want to win the way Patricia wants to win, defense, run the ball, conservative, you can't pay your quarterback $27 million. When Russell Wilson was out there on a rookie deal and going to a Super Bowl, he was making $10. That's how they could afford the team they had. And even though the cap will go up, and even though Stafford's deal will be less reprehensible each year, I do think it's a salient point, and it's one you need to consider when you call in to talk about it. I'm not panning the hire. I'm not. I haven't done it yet. I'm not sure I'll get to the point where I'm going to pan it. But I can't champion it either. I think the league has moved to a way that, hey, man, you can want to run the ball, but you better be cutting edge with it. You better be cutting edge with your passing concepts. I could see them trying to run, and then uncork a play-action pass where Stafford's hurling the ball 50 yards downfield. Yeah, I could see that. Could it be successful? Yeah. The problem is, ultimately, you're going to run into somebody who's going to take your running game away. Or you're going to run into somebody who's going to outpace you. And defensively, this team's nowhere close. Now, enter a guy like John who will ticket text me how in the second half against these opponents, they were top half in the league in defense. Your defense, literally, I think you're half a dozen high-quality starters short of even being considered a real good defense. You don't turn anybody over. You don't turn people over, you're not going to go far in this league. So I'm just concerned on that level. But I think it's just Patricia getting what he wants. He wants conservative. He wants to run it. This is a guy with a track record both in Minnesota and Seattle of carving out power running games, and then using bootleg, rollout, play action, and shots to be the passing game. So, again, I can lay out all the facts in the world. Some of you will choose not to listen to them. I can't help you. Don't really care about you. And again, if you think I'm panning it, you got the wrong guy. I'm not doing that. But I'm also not overly excited. And I'll give you what Roto World wrote, and I thought it was pretty damning, but I'm choosing to just kind of move by it, I guess. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I think most people can agree on these two things. One, the NFL's a passing league right now, right? And we can all agree on that. And secondly, I'm pretty sure most people can agree, Matthew Stafford's strength is he's a gunslinger. Throws the football. Huge arm. Tough kid, huge arm. He throws. So if we can agree on those two things, and you're literally bringing a guy in who does the opposite and just wants to control the game, run the ball, control the clock, not cater to your quarterback's strengths, that does tell me.
Well,
that does tell me that they want Stafford to get out of his own way.
But it's
a little
another
bit.
Layer to what you brought here with Patricia. Look, the offense fell apart this year because Patricia wanted certain things out of Jim Bob Cooter. I think that's pretty clear, right? Is that fair?
Yep.
So all this is adding a layer to what Patricia wants.
Yes.
You could argue that they paid Stafford knowing that by year three of his deal, it would be more palatable, both with the increase in cap and other quarterbacks getting their deal done. And in the last 2 years of their deal, provided he played at a top 12 level, it could be viewed as value-based. Look, man, Mike, I think both things can be true. I'm asking for which one is more true. I think it's more true that Patricia got what he wanted versus this organizational, broad-based movement that the quarterback is just no longer good and we got to hide him. Now, the question you should be asking is, why the hell did you hire a Matt Patricia in the first place? You saw six job openings out there this year. Five are filled by offensive guys. Why were you a team that look, I could argue over the next 3 years, 4 years, you'll see almost exclusively offensive-minded head coaches hired. Now, you'll see some terrible hires because of it. You may see guys who once, you know, had a drink with Sean McVay and they got hired and they end up being terrible. But you hired a defensive head coach and one who values ball control and running the ball. That's more of the question you need to ask. Along with, hey, now they're doubling down on it. They want to be Seattle. Okay. 248-539-9797. We'll get some people in the mix and I'll read you that quote from Roto World that is really nasty. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.